let's see. And if you do go to the Hawk tomorrow, say hi to Chuck for us. Okay, looking for further check-ins. Oh, we've run out of chickens. Okay, B7RPX standing by.
Have you done the second round already, Bob? Victor 7, Victor Papa.
Yeah, gave you a shout, but go ahead, B7 Victor Papa.
Okay, I'm just about home, so I got to make it quick. Vesta gave me a call. I was in Lordco there. Where are you guys doing field day? I noticed there was no North Shore Club on the field day locator map.
Oh, well, we were most remiss. That is not good. Well, we're up at the spot where we've been for the last many years. You go up past the lookout point up Cypress, and you go about another kilometer or so, and you go around a bend and make a hard right, and it takes you into what's called the quarry, which is a great big picnic area. So that's where we're going to be at. And I think starting around 3 tomorrow afternoon is going to be setup time.
Okay, sounds good. What call sign are you guys running under? I'm going to be up in Manning Park for field day this year, so I'll have to keep an ear out for you guys.
Okay, yes. Well, we will be using, of course, B7NSR, November Sierra Romeo.
Okay, sounds good. I'm just backing up. Give me a sec here.
And Victor Alpha 7 Lima Tango here. And listen for a VB7F. Nanaimo Club will be running that one.
Oh, is that right? They're going to use that call sign. Okay. Well, we'll be listening for Jerry there. He'll probably be running the show for a while.
And you can double dip. You can get field day points and special event points.
Yeah, that's a double-double. Okay, that's good. Yeah, well, that's another one of the locals we want to get. Of course, Burnaby, V7BAR, and some of the others. So, yeah, we'll get as many locals as we can.
I'll keep an eye out for that one, or an ear out for that one too, Hiroshi. I've been trying to find him on FT8, but every time I seem to find one, they disappear. Especially the Vancouver one. I've seen them 3 times now, and every time I've tried to call, they've left. Maybe it's me. Anyways, I just pulled into my driveway here, so I'm going to get out of the vehicle. Have a good one, Bob, and hopefully we'll talk to you over field day.
Okay, very good, Paul. Yeah, another one who successfully navigated their way home. That's all good. All right, let's see. Well, I guess it's time to get more check-ins.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Sierra Hotel.
Okay, got you on the paper, Amrit. B7OSH, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Bob, and everybody else on the net. Just a busy day at work, not much. I don't think we'll get time to go out for any CODA, but yeah, let's see if I can do that tomorrow. Anyway, we'll let you carry on. Thanks for taking my check-in. And back to you, VE7OSH73.
Yeah, okay, Amrit. Well, if you do get out tomorrow, they're talking about it might be a little damp, but anyway, I guess everyone says we need it, but it looks like about maybe almost a week's worth of wet days, so quite a change after the last few days. All right, still looking for further check-ins for today's Chaos Net.
Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, W7.
Okay, there's Here's Mr. Mike, VA7, Bravo, November, and is there the possibility of a plus one?
Plus one here, Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November, W7. Hi, Bob. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how's everything going on your end there, Bob?
Pretty good, actually. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Janine. Actually, I'm operating from the van right now because I knew I was going to make it home in time for 4 o'clock. So, anyway, it's quite pleasant out here. Cloudy, of course, but no rain or anything. Do have the club meeting tonight where we get our final marching orders for field day. Well, definitely for tomorrow because it's setup day.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, you're RV mobile. Very good. Yeah, so what's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow? I think it's not supposed to, is it supposed to rain at all tomorrow?
I think they're even talking about maybe a little bit of rain overnight.
Oh, okay, well, maybe, I don't think it's going to be anything substantial during the day then. That sounds good. All right, very good. All right, yeah. Hey, I'm glad we got to meet up too the other day, and it's always a pleasure. So we're just, right now we're just chilling. Actually, we're going to go for a bike ride, but we're fair weather riders, and it looks like it's going to start raining down there. You got rain up there now?
No, it's been dry all day. In fact, it seems to even be brightening up a little bit here in North Van, so I'll go figure, but I'm sure that by the time we're out setting up for field day, it will probably be a bit damp.
Roger that. Well, it's definitely going to be better than a winter field day.
Yeah, that's a kind of a different sort of thing, isn't it? Well, the one thing about the rain, unfortunately, it brings out the bugs, at least up the mountainside there. So that's, we'll be swatting mosquitoes and whatever other kinds of flying critters there are.
Yeah, that reminds me, every time there's like a rainfall in the warm, warmer months, summer months, you got to check all those standing pools of water.
Yeah, well, out in the field there, I don't know if you've seen where we do field day, but there isn't really a place where the water can pool, but still, it's grassy, and, you know, that's what we're going to get. A little bit scaled down from previous years for our operation this year, but it's okay. We're going to make it work.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know where you are there. I don't think there is anything around there where there'd be any water pooling, but... Okay, yeah, sounds good. Anyway, I think there might be somebody trying to get in, so we should back out of here anyway. Thanks for checking us in there, Bob. This is Victor Echo 7, November, W7.
And Victor Alpha 7, Juliet, November, November, W7. Have a good afternoon, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, next time you're over, we'll put the word out in plenty of time. We'll get a whole gaggle of folks in there. We'll take over the whole Timmy's. All right, it does sound like there's someone out there trying to get in. Who might that be?
It looks like a good spot for me, VA7NRC. Bob, you won't believe this. I could throw a rock and hit your house.
Okay, well, I hope you resist the temptation to do that because I'm not there right now. I'm actually about a mile away, but, running from the mobile here. I knew I wasn't going to make it home in time for 4 o'clock, and I thought, well, I got radios in the van, so why not do it that way? Anyway, you're down in my neck of the woods then? Okay, maybe you're cruising along. Anyway, thanks, Brendan. Thanks for checking in. Let's see who else might like to drop by and say hi.
Sorry, Bob. I don't know if my PTP is working. Are you hearing me?
I got you now, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was holding down the button and talking, and then it just started. Then it went to receive. I don't know. I guess it...
I think my thing is pinched on my, on the radio.
Pinched on the PG button. Oh, there you go. I forgot a lot of the train thought. Yeah, no, it sounds like you're on the mobile there. Just coming out of the building adjacent to Sailor Hagar's. And glad we are not too late to check into the net.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming by. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm about a mile away, parked here, so anyway. Got a fair number of chickens, or chickens if you prefer. Anyway, thanks, Brendan. Thanks for coming by there. Let's see who else is out there would like to say hi.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima.
And there's Dave, B7, Oscar Papa Lima. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening there, Bob, and everybody else on the net. Yeah, just a really quick check-in here, because I got dinner going, and Kim should be home here any minute now, so I thought I should just check in really quick here while I have the opportunity.
Okay, well, you took advantage of the opportunity. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for being number 25 on the paper.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, did you see that sun dog today? Sun halo, they call it?
I didn't see that one. I have seen them actually fairly recently, but not this one.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, there's quite a few people posting pictures, and the one I got, it's really bright, and then it kind of, you can see another one really, dimly see it, but other ones were really cool. So I guess, yeah, as the atmosphere, ionosphere is changing somehow, ice crystals in the atmosphere, whatever, they're changing and shifting. I guess it changes shape. So, yeah, some of the pictures are pretty cool.
Yeah, well, they would be. And actually, for radio propagation, sometimes when there are sun dogs, especially of a Yagi, you can aim it at them. You can get some propagation maybe on 2 meters or 6 meters.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be similar to, what do they bounce it off of, meteors or a comet or whatever, I guess. I don't know. They bounce it, bouncing your signal, I guess, eh?
Yeah, exactly. You never quite know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty cool. Anyways, looks like we're going to be getting some rain here pretty soon, too. Calling for a little bit of showers, possibly tonight here in Chilliwack. And then I think it was 60% rain maybe tomorrow, I think. And, yeah, so it looks like we could use a little bit of rain here, so kind of looking forward to that, cool it down a little bit anyways.
Well, just in time for field day setup. So could have used the weather that we had back last Saturday, which was perfect. It was 21 or 22 sunny. Perfect, but that's not what we're going to get this weekend. Anyway, thanks, Dave. Thanks for giving a shout. Like I say, thanks for being number 20, bud.
Yeah, okay, Bob. You take care and have a good evening, everybody else. 7-3.
Okay, good stuff. All right, it is Bob B7RPX. This is the Thursday Chaos Net. Time to get some more call signs on the paper.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Victor Lima.
Okay, just left a little gap there in case there was someone else, but we got V7 Ultraviolet Light. Go ahead.
Afternoon, everyone. That Victor Echo 7 Uniform Victor Lima just got on the air now. I just going out to pick up some dinner for my wife and I, and heard you talking about some neat weather stuff. I was golfing in Vancouver today, but as I left White Rock this morning at about 6, there was a rainbow. I was heading east, actually, to get on the freeway, and there was a light drizzle on the car window, and I saw a rainbow. Then in the middle of the game at UBC in the Vancouver area, same thing. It never rained, but looking up to the east, there was another rainbow out there. So interesting day today. And yes, I think it's going to rain all tonight and all day tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be gone by the morning for field day.
Yeah, that would be good. If it rains itself out, and then it's, at least dry. It doesn't have to be brilliant sunshine, but at least if it's dry, because like I say, up the mountainside there, when it's wet, it brings out the bugs.
another day in the sunshine and another day in the rain, the life in British Columbia. Anyway, $73 to all on that, but I've got to go get dinner for my wife and babysit her, as I've told everybody too many times. Had a shoulder operation last week, and it's been very interesting.
Well, I guess interesting, that's one word to describe it. Okay. Hope she recovers quickly, although unfortunately I know that's not quite the case. That's a bit of a chore to get feeling better again from something like that.